You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And it is a very good morning to each and every one of you. And what do we say today? We say TGIF, don't we? Yes, of course we do. Thank God it's Friday. And we mean it. Lovely to be with you this morning. As I say, lovely to be with you any morning, really. Now, let's take a look, shall we? It is, by the way, January the 26th, The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, and we're on 89.3 Cool FM. Looking at people born on this day in the music, I've got one here. Juan Pablo Duarte was born on this day. The year was 1813 and was one of the founding fathers of the Dominican Republic. Bessie Coleman, 1892, born on this day, an American civil aviator. Now, she was the first female pilot of African-American descent and the first person of African-American descent to hold an international pilot's license.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
hit. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow.
Thank you.
to go. Two songs suitable for starting off this morning, cause Friday on my mind, from the Easy Beats. And we have the Rascals and the Beautiful Morning. Looking out of the studio window, it is just another beautiful day. Yep, no clouds in the sky. The sun is on its way up, smiling. As long as it's smiling, we're all right. Anyway, how are you today? How was your day yesterday? And last night, of course, I was off at the Grupo Grada radio event last night. And, yeah, quite a few people there. Tell you more about that a little bit later on. It is Friday, and it is a music Friday. Got no guests in this morning, so we're going to be having fun with the music right through till 10 o'clock this morning. Keeping an eye on the time, we are all 13 minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. That was Swing Out Sister, and it was called Breakout. And very good it was too. And now let me see if I can tell you a bit more about that. It's it was on a compilation album. Well, there is a compilation album called Breakout as well from Swing Out Sister in 2001. And that was included on that as well. Right, let me see. We're going to be checking in with Ingrid, because on Fridays it's all good fun, isn't it? Yes. We've got our freaky fun facts for this Friday coming up. So I mentioned that's going to be with Ingrid. And later on this morning, we'll be chatting with Yasmin with what, where, and when. What you can be doing, where, and when you can be doing it as well. And we're going to take a little rummage around and see if we can find a couple of people born on this day, the 26th of January, if you just joined us, by the way. And, yeah, in the world of music. So all that is still to come here on the Breakfast Show. Time now, though. We're just, we're a little bit early, 14 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. What are we going to do, though? We're going to put you in the shower, get you all spruced up, yes, for the weekend. Smelling nice, especially if you are travelling on the metro. By the way, don't forget on the metro these days, do please wear your masks, all right? Very important. There's a lot of COVID going around. In the shower with you this morning is Chaka Khan. A lot of work. You're every woman. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. in the shower with you this morning. There you go, and on your way to where it is you're going this morning. Oh, it's Friday, isn't it? Can't you tell? And, yeah, Chaka Khan and I'm Every Woman, and it was released as her debut solo single, if I remember rightly. It was from her first album, which was called Chaka, in 1978. It was her first hit outside her recordings with the funk band Rufus. Remember them? I'm Every Woman, produced for her by Annie Mardin and written by the successful songwriting team, Nicholas Ashford and Valerie Simpson. Yes, Ashford and Simpson. Gosh, what a pair they make. And that was it. Nah, nah. Good old boppy music. Disco one, that one. We like disco, don't we? Well, I do. 19 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM. Moving on, ELO, Electric Light Orchestra. And this is, well, this is the way that life's meant to be.
Well, I came a long way to be here today, and I left you so long on this avenue. And here I stand in the strangest land, not knowing what to say or do. As I gaze around at these strangers in town, I guess the only stranger is me. And I wonder,
yes, I wonder,
yes, I wonder,
oh, I wonder,
is this the way life's meant to be? Although it's only a day since I was taken away, I'm left standing here looking in wonder.
Get your life, get your life.
Oh, the ground at my feet, maybe it's just the old street, but everything that I know lies under.
Get your life, get your life.
And when I see what they've done to this place that was home, shame.
Thank you.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Song from Mr. Peter Gabriel using a sledgehammer. You know, we have an expression in English, using a sledgehammer to crack a nut. It's when you sort of do things in excess, you know, far more than you need to do. So, yeah, cracking a nut with a sledgehammer. We are 28 and a half minutes, if you keep an eye on the time, after 7 o'clock. And that song, by the way, by Peter Gabriel, released in April of 1986. Lead single from his fifth studio album. Remember what that was called? Just two letters. S-O. It was called So. The song, produced by Gabriel together with Daniel Lanios, reached number one in Canada, 21st of July in 86, where it spent 4 weeks. Number one, the Billboard Hot 100 chart in the United States on the 26th of July of that year, and number four on the UK singles chart, thanks in part to its music video. It was a brilliant, you probably don't remember it. I do. It was sort of like, sort of different still picture. It's difficult. They do, I think, motion capture, I think is the right word for that. Anyway, it is time for us to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now, you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. Wave Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With Wave's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasí, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 64982703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through YAPI's directory at Asociación Waved. That's WAVED.
Por tu seguridad y la de todos, espera el tren detrás de la línea amarilla y sitúate a lo largo del andén o plataforma de espera. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Hey, what did I hear you say? You know it's sunshine. Hey, what did I hear you say? Oh, you know it doesn't have to be that way. When you walk out the door,
there we go. Yes, one of the best known tracks from the Blue Monkeys, doesn't have to be this way. It was a single released by the band in early 1987, and want to say one of the best known singles by the band. Hit the top five on the UK singles chart, and the song was featured. Do you remember which movie that was? It was one of those comedy movies. It was a 1987's comedy movie called Police Academy 4. Citizens on Patrol. You remember that one? Oh, possibly not. Here's two in a row.
It's better than coffee.
Thank you.
tell you what, we had great music back then, didn't we? Well, we got some great music today as well, but it's different. I mean, this stuff was all brand new at the time. Started off with Be My Baby, a song by the girl group, the Ronettes, that was released as a single on Philly's Records back in August of 1963. It was written by Jeff Barry, Ali Greenwich and Bill Spector, yes, of course. The song was the Ronettes' biggest hit, reached number two on the US and number four in the UK. Number two US, number four UK, not bad as well. Often ranked as among the best songs of the 1960s. But somebody who might argue a little bit with that, Mother is on the Vandellas. That was Dancing in the Street, the second one we played. It was a song that was written by Marvin Gaye, William Mickey Stevenson, and Ivy Joe Hunter as well. First became popular in 1964 when recorded, as I mentioned, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, whose version reached number two. Yes, another two, you see, on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. And again, number four on the UK singles chart. It's one of Motown's signature songs and the group's premier signature song as well. Now, let me see. Well, I'll tell you what. I went to the group of Grada to Sortis Hotel last night. Let me say a couple of good morning to some of my co-patrons. I saw Gigi there. She, of course, follows us in the mornings at 10 o'clock. So a very good morning to you, Gigi. Lovely to see you, as always. And I met for the first time I met them, Marissa and Yannette. And that's Coffee with El Mundo, which is on in the middays, midday as well, here on Cool FM. We've got great programming here on Cool FM. So it's lovely to see you all. And we should get together more often. Just the crowd, just our crowd from Cool FM. Hey, how about a little bit of Petit Français?
Imagine, imagine. Imagine, imagine. Pour demain, j'imagine. Un monde qui rimerait avec toi et moi. Sur le bord de la rive, nos destins se dessinent et s'écoulent au-delà de la peine qui déborde des plaines qu'ont foulé les vainqueurs. J'imagine mon amour que viendra notre tour en des jours meilleurs. Et si on rêvait encore une fois, imagine, imagine, tout ce qu'on pourrait tisser, toi et moi. Imagine, imagine. Au diable nos routines, à nous deux, à nous mille, à nous tous à la fois. Tout ce qu'on imagine forge nos habitudes, on est ce que l'on croit et le monde s'illumine. Un avenir se dessine pour les mondes d'ici-bas. Je lis sur ton visage cet espoir indicible que rien n'emportera. Et si on rêvait encore une fois, imagine, imagine. Ça. Sur nos petits navires, l'âme et les cœurs chavirent, tous les marins savent ça. Et s'il est un avenir, il nous faudra l'écrire à l'encre de nos choix. Ferme les yeux et inspire, l'éveil n'est qu'un sourire sous une larme de joie. Et si on rêvait encore une fois, imagine, imagine, tout ce qu'on pourrait tisser, toi et moi. Imagine, imagine. Et si on filait l'avenir dans nos bras, imagine, imagine à l'image de toi, un monde plus doux que celui-là. Et si on rêvait encore une fois, imagine, imagine, tout ce qu'on pourrait tisser, toi et moi, imagine, imagine.
And there we go. Yes, that was Zaz. A bit of French here on the breakfast show. I was busy chatting with Yaz. It's all rather sad. We lost one of our concierges yesterday. Passed away. So very sad. So our condolences go there. I was just telling Yasmin about it. Right, as I said, Yas, Imagine, on the Breakfast Show. Now, I'll tell you what, I mentioned, didn't I? I mentioned Marissa and Yinette, and they've got their coffee with El Mundo. That's the name of the program. So I thought, this will do for them today. All around the world. Lisa Stansfield. Recognize that voice.
But I'll find somewhere.
She's there with Barry White, the walrus of love.
I'll never give up
the
baby.
That's right. I can't find my baby.
Someday.
He gave the reasons he should go. He said that he hadn't said before he was so mad. And I don't think he's coming back, coming back. I did too much lying,
yeah.
Wasted too much time.
Right.
Now I'm here and crying.
That is Lisa Stansfield together with Barry White. And then we're going out to coffee with El Mundo. That's Marissa and Yinette. Don't forget to tune into that this morning. Gigi following us at 10 o'clock. Bring us up to the top of the hour, the John Barry 7. Yes, that's the same John Barry that recorded the, or composed the US, the James Bond movie themes. He was the music producer. Right, as I said, that's brought us up to the top of the hour, so it's time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now, you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. Wave Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With Wave's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasi, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 64982703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through YAPI's directory at Asociación Waved. That's WAVED.
Al que madruga, el metro lo ayuda. Ahora de lunes a viernes podrás viajar con nosotros desde las 4:30 a.m. hasta las 11 p.m. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
The biggest kick I ever got.
getting by. I never thought to stop and just ask myself why. I don't even feel like myself. I don't even feel like myself. Some days you wake up walking on the wrong side. A face in the mirror, your reflection won't look you in the eye. Too scared to die, but barely alive, and I don't.
Started off with Sir Elton John, or Elton John there, and Crocodile Rock, the first of those two. This lady, lovely voice, Pearl Charles, and Don't Feel Like Myself. Don't worry about it. You can get tablets for that. I know. time on the Breakfast Show, 22 minutes right now, after the hour of 8 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM. I'll tell you what we're going to do. It's the fun time of this morning's programme. Well, the whole thing is fun, really, isn't it? But let's see if we can get our Freaky Friday pump facts for you, shall we? See if we can get hold of Ingrid.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? My favorite day of the week is here. It's Friday, it's freaky, and it's Freaky Friday fun facts. Oh, yes, let's get started. Well, last night, as most of you may or may not have known, was Robert Burns' birthday, or better known as Burns Night. So I thought I might enlighten so those of you who are not Scottish persons of great knowledge a little bit of background. Okay, let's get started. For many, Robert Burns, also known as Rabbi Burns, is synonymous with Scotland. Not only is he considered the country's national poet, but in 2009, the STV poll, he was voted the greatest iconic Scot ever above the warrior William Wallace. Take that, Braveheart. There you go. Born in Alloway, Ashershire, on January 25th, 1759, Burns wrote poetry about his life as a peasant farmer and his love of women, among other topics. And he was dubbed the heaven-taught plowman. Burns was neither uneducated nor a plowman. Here's what you should know about him and about his short life and enduring poetry. Number one, did you know Burns wrote his first poem when he was 15 years old? As might be expected of a teenager, Burns' first composition was about a romantic crush, Handsome Nell, which Burns called his first Sin of Rhyme. A 1787 letter to Dr. John Moore was penned in 1774 at Mount Oliphant Farm, where Burns' family lived and worked as tenants. In 1783, he described the composition as purely and silly, but was nonetheless pleased with it, as it recalls to my mind those happy days when my heart was yet honest and my tongue was sincere. Oh, what a lad. Well, Burns credited his initial interest in poetry to another woman, specifically an old maid of my mother's, Betty Davidson, who told tales and songs and concerning devils, ghosts, fairies, brownies, witches, warlocks, spunkies, kelpies, elf candles, deadlight, rice, apparitions, giants, enchanted towers, dragons. Oh, it sounds like Harry Potter. It was invented long ago. And these stories, he said, cultivated the latent seeds of poesy. Oh, such a man. Did you know that Burns was a Freemason? In 1781, at the age of 22, Burns joined the Masonic Lodge St. David Tarbolton, where he was a Freemason for the rest of his life. And in 1787, Francis Charteris, the Grand Master of Scotland, praised Brother Burns as the Caledonia Bard. Caledonia is the Latin name for Scotland. Well, you know that because of our Caledonia. Well, there's so many things I could tell you about Caledonia. Panama, Caledonia, Panama City, and the effects of Scotland of the Great Debacle. But anyways, the Romans used that, which he took on poetic connotations. He almost moved to Jamaica to work at a sugar plantation, but success of his poetry stopped him. Burns struggled to make a living as a farmer, so in 1786, he decided to take a job as a bookkeeper in the sugar plantation in Jamaica, and that ran on the forced labor of enslaved people. He published poems chiefly in the Scottish dialect, which now is known as the Kilmarnock edition, that the years to raise money to fund the journey. But when the volume was an instant hit, he decided not to emigrate. Burns was well aware that if he had gone to Jamaica, he would have been involved in the harsh realities of slavery. His willingness to work on a plantation stands in contradiction to his beliefs, he expressed in his poetry. And most famously, a man's a man's a man for that. And for those who admire Burns and his dichotomy is troubling. I like to think, he quotes, that had he ever gone, he would have turned straight back and realized what it involved. Jackie Kay, Scots Merker, said, Burns wrote more than 700 poems and songs. The BBC put Burns on the total number of works at about 716. The Scottish Bard's best-known composition, Auld Lang Syne, which has become the unofficial anthem of the New Year celebration worldwide. Burns claimed that he merely took it down from an old man, but experts think that he had added his own creative flair to the lyrics. Burns wrote to the majority of his works a mixture of Scots and English. Some of his other famous poems include Tam O'Shanter, A Red Red Rose, Scots Wha Hae, To a Hoose or To a Moose, which was the poem that John Steinbeck of Mice and Men took its name. I Found Kiss. Did you know Burns worked as an exciseman, or better known as a tax collector? Towards the end of his life, Burns was no longer making enough money from writing, so he took a job as an exciseman, where he supported his family for the revolutionaries in the French Revolution and the American Revolutionary War, jeopardized his job. So he joined the Dutch Dumfries Volunteers, a military organization formed in case of invasion to provide his national loyalty. Burns fathered 12 known children by 4 different women. Yeah, he was a womanizer. Oh, yeah. And several of his sexual exploits resulted in pregnancies. Surprise. Well, he had two illegitimate daughters named Elizabeth, one born to Elizabeth Patton in 1785 and the other to Anne Park in 1791, as well as an illegitimate son named Robert, born in 1788 with Jenny Clough. Burns also had nine children with Jean Aramore, who he married in 1788. Only three of them survived childhood. His last child, Maxwell, was born on July 25th, 1796, which happens to be the day that of his father. Yeah. Maxwell lived for just 3 years. Wow, tragic family. Incidentally, fashion designer Tommy Hilfiger, he's related to Burns. His aunt is the great-granddaughter of Burns' younger brother, Gilbert. Well, so I said before, you know, Burns was buried on the 25th. Well, he died on July 21st. The poet had just turned 37 years old when he died, though many have said that alcoholism led to his death. Experts believe his symptoms indicate that he likely succumbed to heart failure brought on by rheumatism. Burns was buried in a modest grave in St. Michael's Churchyard in Dumfries, but in 1813, his admirers, including Sir Walter Scott, began raising money to build a grand mausoleum in his honor, and it was completed in 1817. The Burns Night, which is celebrated last night on January 25th, the poet's birthday was a Burns Supper. Aye, we lift a dram or two. The first Burns Supper was held on the fifth anniversary of Burns' death and was attended by nine of his friends. They gathered at Burns' birthplace in Alloway to eat haggis, a delicious recipe, and recite his work and toast their departed friend. A speech would then become known as the Immortal Memory. Celebrate, which was, according to the Scotsman, a short prayer originally said in Lannis dialect of Lowland Scotland. That's what they sounded like. Which gives thanks to God for the meal above to be eaten. And the haggis is brought out up to the accompaniment of bagpipes, where they are literally piped in. And Burns's address to a haggis is recited. Once the haggis, or neeps, mashed taters and turnips, and tatties, mashed potatoes, have been eaten, the immortal memory is given, and along with the reading of his works. The event finishes with everyone singing Auld Lang Syne. One celebration combines Bobby Burns' night with the Chinese New Year. The Chinese New Year sometimes falls close to Burns' night, which led to Vancouver-born Todd Wong combining the ends into one celebratory dinner in 1998. He called it Gung Haggis Fat Choi. It's brilliant. A combination of New Year's greeting in Cantonese, Gung Hai Fat Choi, which means wishing you great happiness and prosperity, and haggis, the Scottish dish eaten on Burns Night. The event started just with 16 of Wong's friends, and now hundreds of people celebrate each year, tucking a diffusion of Scottish and Chinese food like haggis and shrimp wontons. Gung Haggis is not just a dinner. It's a place for people born of multi-ethnicity and so inclusive so that people born outside of Scottish and Chinese cultures can still celebrate. Canada's pioneer history and culture, Wong told Paper Rice magazine in 2021. These are some many things that happened. For example, things that were named after Robert Burns. The range from streets and towns on Earth to a crater on Mercury. There's even a Robert Burns train you can see at the Cree Heritage Center in the UK. Having been to many, many Burns Night in my life, I've piped in the haggis on many a times, and I've piped and gone to many Cayleys, which were a great party for the Robert and the Bobby Burns. But nothing was more fun than doing it here in Panama with the Scottish Society of Panama, where I got invited last minute to stand up and give the prayer to the lassies. There's always one gentleman who gives a prayer to the laddies and tells them how to behave, and then there's one that the lady gives to the lassies, and it's adorable, and it's a lot of fun. Well, I hope you all enjoyed Bobby Burns Night last night. I know I got a wee bit of a dram waiting for me as I recover from my headache, and I wish you all a wonderful, happy Hugamanay. This has been a very Scottish Freaky Friday fun facts for you now. All right, until next time, back to you in the studio.
When I see my baby, what do I see? Poetry, poetry in motion. Poetry in motion, walking.
change. She doesn't need improvement. She's much too nice to rearrange. Poetry in motion. Nothing I would change. She doesn't need improvement. She's much too nice to rearrange. Poetry in motion.
There we go. Not old Robbie Burns, but Johnny Tillerson there, and Poetry in Motion. Big thanks to Ingrid. That was very interesting all about Robbie Burns. And by the way, let me say a very good morning to they're down there in Eco Vinal, and they're listening to The Breakfast Show. Yeah, I told you, didn't I? Earlier in the week. The good lady, Christina, they're going off. Went off with my goddaughter, Emma, as well. They've all gone off to the beach. Left me here. Even Lucy's husband drove down the other day and joined them. They're having great fun. So let me say a very good morning. Christina, Emma, Lucy, Eddie, Eduardo, and Diego. And not forgetting Laura and Vera, the dogs. Yes, you see, even the dogs. They didn't even take the parrot. They didn't even take Lala. What can I say? Anyway, I know they're going off fishing today, before they make their way later on today back to the city. So drive safe, all right? Remember what I say. I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. Anyway, have a wonderful time. I guess fish for dinner tonight? There we go. Yes, that is the Beatles and Lady Madonna. And that brings me into another little topic here, because Lady Madonna, or Madonna herself, is getting sued. Yes, when Madonna sang Express Yourself, it's unlikely the pop juggernaut meant through a lawsuit. Two angry Madonna fans have done just that, though, taking legal action against the star. And in the process, they're putting the artist's fan relationship to a test. Not just Madonna, but anybody else that wants to start their concert late. We'd make a fortune here, wouldn't we? Yes, two fans are actually suing Madonna because she started her concert, believe it or not, 2 hours late. Apparently she's got a bit of a habit for doing that. I don't know what's the matter with her. What's the matter with you, for heaven's sake? That's it then. She's obviously proclaimed herself guilty. There you go, Madonna, I'm so stupid. But it's a good point, isn't it? It's going to be interesting to see how the court case comes out, because it's not the first time that, you know, people have been disappointed with the with their artists. So, yeah, are you in a right to, well, 2 hours? Is, you know, even we don't normally do that, do we? Or do we? There we go, Madonna, I'm so stupid. I'll tell you what we have got to do right now is we've got to say a very good morning to Yvonne, Yvonne Laura. Good morning to you, Yvonne. She's dropped me a little line here on WhatsApp. Says, good morning, Jerry. Today is my birthday. Just in case you can play that special song. Oh, can we play that special song for you? Of course, Yvonne, a very, very, very happy birthday to you. Hope you're going to have an absolutely wonderful, wonderful day. It's Friday. You know you can make the birthday last all weekend.
Wishing you a very happy birthday with the music you love.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday.
We sing happy birthday to you. And may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Once again, this is your night, and everyone feels right.
And there we go. Yes, so you've got the super duper version this morning. That's DJ Bobo there singing Happy Birthday. Yvonne, we wish you all the very best. Have a great day. Have a great weekend.
We're hungry.
must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody of it is worth.
There we go. Yes, we started with the Rolling Stones and Rock and a Hard Place. Following on there, that is, of course, that's the Jimi Hendrix Experience and recording Bob Dylan's song All Along the Watchtower. They started, Jimi Hendrix Experience began to record their version of the song on January 21st of 1968. This was, I think, it was Olympic Studios in London where they did that. And the song was strongly identified with the interpretation of Jimi Hendrix's recorded with the group for their third studio album. It's called Electric Landlady. Landlady. I had a landlady once. Lady Land. Hendrix was musically attracted to Dylan's songs and several times in his career. This is according to the engineer, Andy Johns. Hendrix had been given a reel-to-reel tape of Dylan's unreleased recordings at that point by publicist Michael Goldstein. I tell you what, I like Dylan's, but I must admit I like Jimi Hendrix a little bit more.
We were good. We were gold, kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't, built a home and watched it burn. I didn't want to leave you, I didn't want to lie, started to cry.
I do like that one from Miley Cyrus, and that is Flowers. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're just a minute and a half away from the top of the hour, 9 o'clock. And what have we got still to come for you? Well, if you missed the news at 8, just hang around about a minute or so. We are going to do that again for you, the local news. And also coming up in the next hour, what do we do on a Friday? We take a look and see what you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it with Yasmin. So what, where and when is still to come. And also we will take a little rummage and see if we can find somebody born on this day, the 26th of January, in the world of music. Anyway, for now, it's time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carol Bell, Carbley on there on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Cause we play
this.
Two beautiful tracks. The first one, it's Chris Isaak's Wicked Game featuring Seren on there doing the vocals. What they call the chill down mix, apparently. Beautiful song. And followed on another one from Roberta Flack. That was very early 1970s, if I remember. One of those great ballads, Feel Like Making Love, Roberta Flack. Time on The Breakfast Show, 20 and a half minutes right now after the hour of 9 o'clock, and that is exactly very efficient. Time to say good morning to Yasmin. Good morning, Yas.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
It is. Yes, we're always happier on a Friday, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, a couple of mornings, don't have to get up early. Nice. So, tell me, how was your event last night?
Last night, it was very nice. Mm-hmm. At the Rio Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
We got a huge group of people.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yes, celebrating the Republic of India.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. 75 years.
Oh, my, 75 years. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Absolutely.
Yes. Awesome.
Oh,
thank you very much to the embassy for the invitation. Mm-hmm. Of course, we invited you, but you couldn't go.
I know. Of course, I went to the. I had to go. I mean, we needed to split and conquer yesterday, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I went to the group of Grada. Event that was at the Sortis Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So I was there for a couple of hours. It was nice because I took our co-producer, Neil.
Yeah,
he'll be along with us. Yeah. Can we come say? It was Gigi, I think. Oh, because she has to hear this every time before she starts her program.
Oh,
Neil Danby. Yes, I know you. I said, see, he does exist.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You see, he's famous too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Wish we were, don't you?
That's cool.
Excellent. Yeah, so yeah, it was a fun night. Mm-hmm. Fun night. And our friend Gabrielle was there from Pedro Mandinga.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And had a nice chat with him. I didn't realize he was so much into cars. He's into Land Rovers. He's like me. His ideal car for Land Rover would be a Land Rover Defender.
Mm-hmm.
Not the new one.
Mm-hmm.
The old original one.
Uh-huh.
And I've got to think, because I used to drive those a lot when I was in the military in the Middle East.
Yeah.
We used to drive the long wheelbase Defender.
Mm-hmm.
And but it had no windows because it was, and no thing on the back because it was armor plated.
Mm-hmm.
So it had no windows. It just had a piece of slanted up solid. Metalwork on the front.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking about cars a bit as well. The original Defender is a brilliant car.
Mm-hmm.
And in those days as well, yes, you didn't need a computer.
Mm-hmm.
You just needed two hands and some stuff to get the grease off your hands when you finished.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. Those were the days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, it was nice for Gabriel to chat up. I've just missed because our friend Alessio from Valley Motors went. but he was held up at a meeting, so he got there sort of a bit late, and I'd not long left because they'd sort of all been sort of winding up.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, Alessio, thank you very much for going.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see the other one there, the other Alessio.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It was fine. Good turnout. Let's hope we get some results from it.
Mm-hmm, sure.
So how's your weekend going? What have you got today? Any appointments today?
Today, yes. Accountant.
Oh, dear. Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on.
Talking about bills and...
You need an accountant?
And everything, of course.
Wow. I married one.
So
and having to do your annual returns.
Yeah, exactly.
So, good luck with that one.
Thank you very much.
That's exciting, yes.
No, yeah. It's not. I always tell her, like, your job is so boring.
She enjoys it. I mean, people do enjoy
it. She enjoys it, but I'm like, no.
It's always like we say when we have our friends coming in about the maths. You know, You know,
mm-hmm.
How can anybody get any fun out of mathematics? I've often said on the program, because my grandfather loved mathematics.
Yeah.
And he did it for pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like sadomasochism, isn't it? All rolled into one.
Yeah.
But he would do calculations down the side of his paper.
Mm-hmm.
God bless. He was a lovely man. He lived in the city. He worked in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, he worked in the city in those days when he wore a bowler hat, mm-hmm. and an umbrella.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Uh-huh.
And steam trains, too.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother said she used to see him sometimes when she was and he'd be running for the train with his umbrella and his bowler hat.
Oh, you remind me of my grandpa. He was always wearing a hat, too.
Yeah. So grandpas are great,
mm-hmm.
aren't they?
Yeah.
Of course they are. So, anyway, listen, much happening because I know we're still in the summer season, aren't we?
Oh, yes, this weekend is so crazy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, remember we were talking with Alex Reyes this week?
That's right.
So, yesterday already started the Canal Son reunion. Here in Panama.
Uh-huh.
And today, Friday,
mm-hmm.
It already started also at 8 a.m. Uh-huh. at Summit Golf Club. That's a golf tournament. I guess they are still there, right? And also today at 5 p.m. at the Balboa Judge Club,
mm-hmm.
they're going to have Shiva Wright.
Ah, that's right. Yes, mm-hmm. I remember. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And tomorrow from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Radisson Panama Canal Hotel,
mm-hmm.
they're going to have Panasonic Mixer and Judge Club Party.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That includes a pool party, music, entertainment, food, and a lot more. And also tomorrow at 8 p.m. is going to be the Shorty and Slim presentation at Balboa Judge Club.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have Típico and Diablo. Ah, Diablico dancers. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So don't forget, you have to register before in advance at mieventos.com and get your tickets.
Okay. Don't forget. Get stuck in.
And also, let me see what else is on Saturday, because most of the events are on Sunday. Mm-hmm. On Saturday, let me see. That's for Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you want me to continue with the first one of Born This Day music?
Yeah, okay, then. Mm-hmm. Let's do that.
Okay, the first one is Eddie Van Halen.
Oh, right, okay.
He was born in 1955.
Mm-hmm.
Dutch guitarist with Van Halen, who had the 1984 US number 1 and UK number 7 single Jump.
Mm-hmm.
His guitar solo in the track Eruption was voted number 2 on Guitar World magazine's readers poll of the 100 greatest guitar solos.
Okay.
Halen also played the guitar solo on Michael Jackson's Beat It.
Did you know that? I didn't know that, I must admit.
No, me neither.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, not very good at my job. Hey, don't listen to those people out there. No. We're all right.
Yes.
Oh, I tell you what. Well, you mentioned jump.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought if we did this now, mm-hmm. and if you got off your chair and did some jumping,
mm-hmm.
it'll make up for not going to the gym today.
No, I have to go anyways.
Are you going to the gym anyway?
Hopefully, yes.
All right, but you can still jump. I don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Happy birthday to Van Halen. There he is with Jump. Did you see me jump, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I jumped and got another coffee.
Exactly.
It's exhausting, isn't it, Billy? Oh, dear. Anyway, so we're moving from Saturday to Sunday, right?
No, wait, I found the other one for Saturday.
Oh, you did find another one.
Yes,
there.
Remember, every year, Olga Sinclair, the painter,
she
does a huge event for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be this Saturday at 7 a.m. at Paseo El Prado. This is in front of the administration building.
Okay.
She always fills that area with kids, and it's going to be, yeah, mm-hmm, they're going to be painting. It's a workshop for kids, mm-hmm. and it's free.
great.
It's great for everybody.
No, she's a lovely person. She's been on the
program. Oh, yes, yes, I love her.
She's been with us, I think.
No, I don't think so.
No?
But
why
I love
not?
Her. I love her and I love her art.
Oh, good. Give her a call then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, she can paint in our visitor's book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Okay, let's start with Sunday. At Sunday, we can go first to the kite event.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Thanks to Aprochipa.
Yeah.
Because it starts at 10 a.m. and until 6 p.m. at Boulevard Panama Pacifico. This is Panama Pacifico.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a nice there over there in Panama Pacifico. So you guys can go there first, and then you can go, if you want, to La Luna Llena de Tambores,
mm-hmm.
because it starts at 4. It's from 4 to 9 p.m. This is at the administration building. And, of course, this is free.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go to the Biomuseo to the Noche de Bichos. This is the box night.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And this is from 3 to 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, here you have to pay a donation, which is $15.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes all the exhibitions. So you can enjoy not just this event, you can enjoy the whole museum.
Ah, right.
So yeah. That's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And cool. Yeah, that's for Sunday.
Okay, and also don't forget the Aprochipa one.
Mm-hmm.
You can take your doggies.
Oh, yes,
of course. It's pet friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let them chase the kites. Okay? It's just you. A lovely dog come and do a display last night at the Grupo Garrada.
Oh, yeah.
Because they do a lot, don't they, with sort of adopting
mm-hmm.
adopting dogs.
Yeah.
And that. So, yeah, it was a lovely, it was a border collie. And that's the type of dog we have in UK that we call them sheepdogs because they round up
mm-hmm.
the sheep.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
I love them. Yeah.
Lovely. And it's a beautiful dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. I'm a bit soft when it comes to animals. Not necessarily so much with parrots. No, I am really, don't worry. Any more?
Okay, the last one is that Musica Leon is coming. Remember that happens every year, too?
Oh, right, yeah.
It starts on February the 1st. And it's going to be also at the administration building.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the entrance is going to be free, as always. And on Thursday, February the 1st at 7 p.m., it's going to be Rabanne's The Musical.
Oh, right, okay.
Which I heard is a very, very nice musical.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody can go there and enjoy. On Friday, it's going to be at 7 p.m. Entre Dos Oceanos.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday, at 3 p.m., Sonido Local. And Sunday, at 4 p.m., Rock and Pop.
Symphonic. Oh,
symphonic. Mm-hmm. Rock and Pop Symphonic.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, coming into to see us next week, I think it's Wednesday. I mean, mm-hmm. John Wolfe. Because that's coming up in a not too distant future. So, my goodness, is the Beaches Jazz and Blues Festival.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, and that's going to be on. So, John's coming in to talk to us all about that next week. That'll be a fun event.
Mm-hmm.
And also, he asked me if we wanted to have a couple of tickets to give away.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're going to be doing that. So, this is the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that nice? Oh, so look forward to that. Always, always good to see John.
Oh, yes, program. Of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we just got our second born on day.
Mm-hmm.
No more events?
No more.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The next one is going to be Anita Baker.
Oh, yes, okay.
She was born in 1958, American singer, songwriter, who had the 1986 UK number 13 single, Sweet Love, and the 1998 US number 1 album, Giving You the Best That I Got.
Mm, beautiful singer.
Mm-hmm.
Strolling in the park, watching winter turn to spring.
By the way, do you like Roberta Flack?
Yes.
It's not her birthday today.
Oh.
I hadn't loaded Anita Baker.
Oh, okay.
Do you think she'll forgive me? No. Your sweet love.
Stay with me.
There we go, a beautiful voice of Anita Baker. You like that one? Oh, hang on. You like that one?
Oh, yes, of course.
I'm not. First of all, I cut Anita Baker out, then I cut you out. I'm having a good morning this morning. I'm enjoying myself.
Good thing it's the end of the show.
What do you mean? It's good. Yeah, that's what everybody's saying. Oh, don't worry, it'll be over in about 8 minutes.
Yes.
Then we get back to normal. Well, it's live radio. What do you expect?
Mm-hmm.
I wish I was alive. Anyway, so that's it then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By the way, I got a thing here from our friend Renee.
Hello.
Because remember they were going for a pedicure. Pedicure.
Oh,
but
really?
It's a pedicure. Remember,
oh,
they needed
okay,
to have
yeah,
their
yeah,
nails
yeah.
cut.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So apparently they went there in and out with 10 minutes each.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how much did it cost for that 10 minutes?
Uh-huh, exactly.
Hey,
good question.
Yeah. How much did it pay for 10 minutes? Probably more work in cutting, more profit in cutting the claws of doggies and cats and things.
Mm-hmm.
And parrots.
Mm-hmm.
Than there is here, you know. But yes, so they did that yesterday. And he says, we're going into town tonight. And this is the booming metropolis of, I think it's called Sisters in Oregon, population of 3,099. So if they go there, they're going to swell the population quite a bit, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, and she says they're going to go and see some live music. May Erywine is the artist. I listened to a couple of her tracks. I like her sound. Should be a good time. Anyway, wishing us a happy weekend and go fly a kite. Yes. Let me see. I'm just seeing if I can E-R-A-W-I-N-E. Uh-huh. Oh, I think something's coming. I'm going to see if I can find... I said, may I write Land of the Free? Oh, that one.
What is that?
Land of the Free. This is the American sort of like anthem.
Ah, okay.
Okay. I tell you what, I'm going to just, because I've got the sort of link here, let me see if I can, we can have a listen to see what she sounds like, can't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can do that. Hold on. Let me see if I can get this. Oh. Here she goes.
Stayed until the streetlights went out. We talked until the dawn. Till every shadow of a doubt was gone. The things that we were not at the top of the hill. We looked out over the parking lot and the whole world was still. Sometimes it doesn't It's not that long. Sometimes the past is where the past belongs. You called to tell me you were fine. On the
What do you think, Yasmin?
I like it.
Beautiful, isn't it? She's got a lovely voice.
Nice voice, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And $25, yes.
For each dog?
What's that for each? She just says $25. She says it's worth it. It's extremely difficult to cut their nails. Yes, there's probably danger involved in there as well.
Exactly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they have big teeth. And he said, oh, well, you found her. Yes, I did. That's my Irvine. And she has got a lovely voice. I'll see you find out a bit more about her. And it says here that the venue is called the Belfry. Belfry. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what a belfry is, yes?
No.
It's where they have the bells, you know, in the church. Something got to the belfry.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So I hope the bells aren't too noisy, especially on the hour. Mm-hmm. And they have live music every Friday and Saturday at night. The group playing tomorrow is too country for me. I'm not a fan of country music, so she's going to Airy Vine. I think that's her later today. She has got a lovely, lovely voice. Oh, that was for the two dogs, by the way. 25 for two. That's not bad.
Oh, no, that's
no.
Cheap.
Gosh, I think I'll go there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Then my, I mean, if I had a pedicure and a handicure and as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I pay that. That was good value. I could mm-hmm. do that. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Would they do people, you think? there's probably a clause in their contract. Never mind. Anyway, yes, have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, too, and everyone.
Okay, and we'll be back with everybody, won't we?
Mm-hmm.
It's on Monday, so we've got the weekend coming up. So have a wonderful weekend. By the way, how's Ian doing?
He's fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's doing okay?
Freezing, yeah.
Is he still talking to you, or is he too busy now?
No, not yet. Yeah.
Not yet. Still talking. No, it'll come. have a wonderful weekend, yes.
Thank you.
All right. Right, the time on the Breakfast Show. We've got 5 minutes to go. Here's something from Champagne.
How about baby?
we go. How about us? Well, they haven't got them either. How about us from Champagne? And it was their most successful single. And it was composed by the band's keyboardist, a guy called, or a lady called Dana Walden, I guess, and originally released on the band's debut album called How About Us. The title track peaked at number 12 on the Billboard Hot 100, a sort of romantic ballad. The song was released on Valentine's Day in 1981. Right, that has brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. So I've got to think about going off and enjoying the weekend. And I guess you've got to, I've got a few more hours to go. So enjoy. And please, 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 have a wonderful weekend. Whatever it is you're going to be doing over the weekend, as I always say to you, do it carefully. But first of all, let me say our thanks to Ingrid this morning for our Freaky Friday fun facts all about Robbie Burns. And also a big thank you to Yasmin, my producer, here in the Breakfast Show studio, doing all of our sort of background work for us. Our social media does all the bookings, etc., etc. So a big thanks to Yasmin. And also on a Friday, what else? What, where and when? What you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it with Yasmin. And not with Yasmin, but she's telling you where you can do it. Because she's busy, she can't go out with all of you. So, thanks to Yas. And also a big thanks to our co-producer, Neil Danby. Those of you that went to the Group of Granda event last night, saw us there. That's our co-producer, Neil. He's over here for a little while longer. So thanks to Neil. Also, I want to say a big thank you to Isaac there at Cool FM. So good to see him last night at the event as well. Isaac, you're very much appreciated. I want you to know that. And he's the one who sort of switches us on and switches us off every morning. When he gets in a bad mood, he probably won't switch us on. Thank you, Isaac. And, of course, the boys and girls of Group of Garda as well. And that's it. It remains for me to say a big thank you to you lot, our listeners, our advertisers, our sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. Have a wonderful weekend. We will be back with you 7 o'clock on Monday morning. Just please remember, whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and then, you know what we say, do it carefully. Why? Well, 7 o'clock on Monday, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby.